Well, that seems like we've covered everything. And, wow, I really don't need to tell you that you are just doing fantastic. Yes, the breakthroughs that you've made in the past couple months are definitely showing their effects, and you should be very proud of yourself. True. Usually when people go through a bad breakup like this, like what you experienced, they tend to wallow in self-pity and spiral into depression, and very rarely do they take the opportunity to work on themselves like you have, so it's very commendable. Great job. Well, thank you. Thank you. So yeah, now that you are content right now, as you put it, I don't see why we need to visit so often. Maybe we can scale it back to once a month or maybe bi-monthly. Think about it, but I still think it's a good idea to check in, see how you're dealing with your coping skills, and make sure you don't fall back into any bad habits. Okay, so when would you like me to schedule your next appointment? We could do next month or, excuse me? Tonight? Wow, your confidence level is high. No, but seriously, when would you like to schedule your next appointment? Thank you. But you are aware that we cannot have a social relationship outside of this office. It's completely inappropriate. No, not even for a drink. Well, whether I want to or not isn't the issue. By doing so, that would cloud the therapist-patient relationship, therefore weakening the structure set in place to move you towards your therapeutic goals, which is obviously working for you. Okay, clearly you've mistaken our professional relationship as something more. And that's all right, it happens. I think this is something we should discuss further, okay? Are you testing me? Do you really feel that your psychology can outwit mine? Try me.
You. You are just a terrible kisser.
It's true. Well, maybe some women like that, but no. It's all right. Let me see it. Come on. Not bad. Not great, but not bad. No. Don't put it away. I've already crossed the line. You're not backing out now. Come closer. Come on.
You want that in my mouth, don't you? In my hot, wet mouth?
No, that's not for you. I still have some standards. What am I doing? I'm going to put on a pair of gloves. I'm not going to touch that cock with my bare hands. You're disgusting. Oh, you don't seem to be bothered by that. Actually, I think you like that. I mean, look at you. Such a sad sack. Getting a hand job from your therapist? Ugh, what a loser. You couldn't meet someone to do this? You had to come to me? Beg me? Jeopardize my profession? Even if you did find somebody, they wouldn't do this after seeing your disappointing cock. Wow, you're not softening up a bit, are you? You know, I'm going to charge you double for today's session.
Ugh, I deserve it. Fuck, you're pathetic.
Oh, she used to call you that, didn't she? Well, maybe she was right. I think I know enough about you now. You are just some pathetic piece of shit. Oh, I know. I know exactly what she used to say to you. Oh, you like this, don't you? Yeah. That's all you deserve. It's my fucking spit. You don't get any moisture from my body besides it. Why do you think someone like me would ever fuck you? Fuck, you only seem to get harder and harder the more I talk to you like this. You like being a pig? Fucking disgusting in your therapist's office? Ugh. Making me rub this cock? Do you want to come? You're gonna make me have to see that disgusting fluid come out of this, ugh, disappointing cock? Come on. Let me see it. Let me see it. I'm curious. Come on. Come for me. Come on, you fucking loser. Come on. Come for me. Show me what this disappointing cock can just dribble out. Come on. Yeah, you want to come for me. Come on. You ready? Come on. Ew. It's disgusting. Fuck, you're gross. Oof. I'll tell you what, I'm glad that's over. Oof. Go on. Get yourself a tissue. So glad I wore gloves for that. Okay. How are you feeling? A little confused? Oh, that's all right. It's normal. You see, this is only an exercise. Okay, let me explain. We just played out some of your greatest insecurities regarding entering a new relationship, fear of rejection, fear of being sexually inadequate. And by having a ruined orgasm, you're able to climax, though being shamed. Which most likely won't happen to you. You're a great guy. But having this experience, you're taking the initial steps to greater and greater self-confidence. I know. Take a day or two. Let you sit with it. And I promise you'll begin to see the benefits of today's session. Okay? Okay, so when would you like to book your next appointment?